We at Mount Zion's Mission Barbados Four Square Church, with Senior Apostles Dr. Lucille and Chris Beard, invite you to tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory, to hear the powerful Word of God that will transform and change your life. Remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive. Let's hear the Word of God.
Right, blessed good morning to all listeners in Barbados, the Eastern Caribbean, and wherever this program is being heard. I'm coming to you this morning under the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. I'm coming to you with excitement, knowing that Jesus is alive and he's well, and he's also still in charge and in control in Barbados. It may not look like it, because we're seeing a lot of things that are happening that's really causing us to feel like something's wrong. Is God still here? Yes, he is. I'm here to reassure you that God is still here. We'll continue to pray and trust God and look to God and believe God and know that God is going to bring the change that we need as long as we continue to pray to him. So morning to all of you. Morning to those that are with me here in the studio, Apostle Chris, Reverend Gail, and Elder Octave. Good morning to all of you. Good morning to every listener.
Good morning.
Praise God. Of course, we don't want to start before to pray, so we're going to ask Elder Octave, who's there, smiling, to pray for us in Jesus' name.
Father, we come before you this great and awesome day. Give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you for another session that we're able to speak to the people of Barbados. We pray, Father, as we are used by you to bring light to this nation of Barbados, that people will hear the message being brought. Their ears will incline themselves to hear your word, to accept Jesus into their spirits, into their soul, into their lives, and see the transformation that you can bring through them. We thank you, Father, that we're able to do it every season that you give us. May we be impactful. And we ask God to give you all the glory, and we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Octave. We give God praise and thanks this morning for his presence and his guidance and his direction on this program. We praise God this morning, and with the backdrop in our country of more bloodshed, you know, more deaths, more shootings, more murders, more of our sons being lost, more mothers crying, more families mourning. It's the time we're wondering what's happening. We're seeing an increase in rapes of our senior citizens. When we reach that stage, we are really in a bad place. And we have to sit up and say, something's got to be done. Something got to give. And the police seem to be throwing their hands in the air. They're asking for the help of the nation's people, asking everybody with information to help them. We're looking at a situation that looks really grossly dark and dismal and distressing for anyone that must have compassion as a human being. And we're wondering, what's next? And we're seeing breaking in,
yes.
And we're seeing burglaries, mm-hmm, of a different kind, mm-hmm, where chainsaw is being used,
yes,
cut off the bowl. So it means that all of us are vulnerable. All of us are vulnerable. And we have to now dig in and intercede. I pray from my heart that every intercessory group in Barbados will hit the road running, you know, hit the ground running, prayer meetings. Can't stop, because only prayer will bring change to this. Pray and preach and talk and all of that, but pray to the Lord. I cried to the Lord and he heard. And when we as a nation can cry to the Lord, or as a people, as a church, can cry, God will hear. We lift our eyes to the hills from whence cometh our help. Yes, we're looking to the police to help us, but ultimately, we have to stay on course and stay focused. And we have to remember, we look to God.
Amen.
I will lift my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. Our help comes from one source, and that's the Lord. And that's what we have to look to. And so I'm still going to preach the word of God, that Jesus is alive. I'm still going to preach that we can arise and shine, for the light of God has come. It's in the midst of the darkness. When we look at Isaiah 60 verse 1 and 3, it's in the midst of the gross darkness that the light will shine more. And the glory of the Lord will rest upon us. That's a promise of God to his church in the last days. That is his promise. And you know what? What God says with his mouth, he does with his hands.
Amen.
And we will see the manifestation of that. So I'm not discouraged.
None
at all. I'm not distressed. I'm not, there's a lot I have to say. There's some things I have to speak to that I asked the Lord to give me the grace and give me the time to know where to speak to. But some things that happen in this nation that I've been watching that I have to speak to and address that must be said and should be said. Because we're gonna dance around the thing. We see the big elephant in the room. Everybody's dancing around it and hopscotching around it. But we got to hit it head on. And when that time comes, and I know the Lord is saying to me, this is connected to what's happening to all the bloodshed? If we go there and do all kind of strange rituals, you know, on behalf of Barbados, and then we see all this spiraling of violence and so on, we got to start connecting the dots, though.
Yeah.
We got to start seeing the elephant in the room. And that's what's happening here. And why did this happen? And what we have to resist the temptation to do rituals that will cause chaos in our country. And that's where my spirit is at. And that's where my heart is. And that's where the Holy Ghost is leading me. So I guess what? I put you on notice that I will speak to it as long as the Lord give me the time. And he said, this is it. I'm going to hit it hard.
Amen.
Because it needs to be dealt with. It needs to be spoken to. We need to bring change in this country and stop the chaos and the mayhem and the deaths and the murders, all of that. We got to address all the issues. Everything that's out of alignment must get back into alignment.
In Jesus'
name. Everything that's out of place must get back into place. Everybody's doing all kind of things that are out of alignment. Must be told this is wrong and that should not happen and fix it. That should be done and must be done. So we're prayerful amongst those missions.
Yes.
We stay under the blood. We stay under the unction and empowerment of the Holy Ghost, and it is under that unction that we will speak to issues in this nation.
In Jesus'
Not in flesh at all. We reject flesh and self and personality clashes and stuff like that. We speak the word of God under the empowerment of the Holy Ghost. That came on the day of Pentecost.
Yes.
Peter and John and the disciples could not speak with boldness before. You all know my opinion on the disciples before the Holy Ghost came. But when the Holy Ghost came, they were revolutionized. They were changed completely. We have that same Holy Ghost, and we are digging our heads in the sand and pretending that we don't want to say anything. By God's grace, we're going to speak to the issues. I still believe that this is a new era for us. It's a new day. And you know what? On that day when the Holy Ghost came, there was a new era and a new day. And the light of God, Jesus told him, tarry in the upper room until you be endued with power from on high and real power. Dunamis power came upon them, and their lives were revolutionized. We're going to share some more on that today. We're going to share in terms of the Isaiah 60 as well. When the light comes in the midst of the darkness, yes. Jesus is the light of the world, and we are his light. We're the light of the world with Jesus. We're his light bearers. And wherever we go in the midst of darkness, we must let our light shine.
Yes.
We must let our light. When we lead in worship, let the light shine. When we're preaching, let the light shine.
Mm.
Praying, let the light shine. When we're walking through Broad Street, mm-hmm. let your light shine. When we're sitting in the minibus and they hear the foul music, the gross lyrics and all of that in the minibus, we have to let our light shine. And people are, our business are becoming terrorized by people. In other words, they go in the minibus, they hear the music, and they feel afraid to speak to the minibus driver or the conductor because they can cast them and carry on. That's the age you're living in. And I rebuke that ugly spirit that's taking this nation over. That's not who we are. We mustn't take that and comply with that kind of spirit that's happening in the nation. So we're gonna keep on the word of God. We're gonna keep preaching in season and out of season. That's what we were mandated to do. So the era is a distinct period. It's a change. It's something historic and particular feature or characteristic in the day, the age, and I believe that it's also a major division of time. And God has given us something major. In terms of being the last day church.
Yes.
We are the last day church. Signs and wonders are happening. Israel, all the fight and all the battles up there. Now Iran is involved with Israel. We are in the last days. We can't play church. We have to be the church. We have to behave like the church. And you know what concerns me? Ministers of God here with me. That we're still looking at, picking at each other. Who wear makeup? And who wear what? And who... Say, who dressed this way? That is so out of line. And when we're busy criticizing each other on small issues, the devil is wreaking havoc on us and on our children and our daughters and our sons. And we're just debating how big our church is and who got this and who got that. And the devil is laughing and saying, well, you know, carry on. Because I can, while you are busy dealing with those issues, which are not relevant or important, I will deal with the important. I'll take the lives of your sons and the conclusions of it. We have to go back to what God has called us to do. Yes, we have to evangelize. We have to preach the word of God. We commission to preach the word of God in season, out of season, and to go into all the world. Convert everybody. Yes. Christianize the world.
Yes.
Christianize Barbados. That is our mandate. That's the great commission.
Yes.
To Christianize the whole world for Jesus. So let's get it right. Let's do what God tells us to do in this new era. When the Holy Ghost is working, let's work with the Holy Spirit. Bless God. And so we look at, Reverend Gay is going to read for us Acts chapter 4 and just touch on Isaiah 61 to 3.
Thank you, Apostle. And with Acts chapter 4, we would have already talked about Peter and John and the young man that was healed. And the Sanhedrin, they had to come before the Sanhedrin. And Peter, it says here, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it.
Praise God, because these men, they knew that the men were just ordinary.
Yeah.
But what was happening was not ordinary.
No.
It was supernatural, but it was under the power of the Lord. And here's what happened. These men were able to take the gospel to the whole world by virtue of the fact of being in the right place at the right time.
Yes.
And being under the right anointing and empowerment. Because before, I mean, many men came from all of the different cities in Jerusalem and were not able to touch them or impact them or preach to them or change anything. But because the Holy Ghost was not on them, in them,
yes,
empowering them, we cannot do without the Holy Spirit.
Cannot.
Church without the Holy Spirit is not church. It's just a club. A meeting like a club. Like the Lions Club or Optimus Club or something like that. But church with the Holy Spirit is church. That's where God turns up. We go to church on Sundays. I expect miracles to happen. I always go to church with expectation that something will happen. And God is faithful because we see manifestations. We see people go through deliverance. We see people get saved. We see people run healed. We see that because that's what God wants the church to be doing. And it must be done as a culture, not just a one-off thing happening. And so also Isaiah 61 to 3, Reverend Gail.
Arise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn.
So in the midst of the darkness, what should be happening to the church? How should the church be responding? What should the church be doing at this time? Because the Lord told us that in the midst of the darkness, his light will come upon us.
Yes.
And so we have to shine that light. We have to speak with people of authority and break chains on the people's lives. We got to still do deliverance. And deliverance is still a major feature of the church. He said, cast out devils.
Yes.
Preach the word. Do the sick. Cast out devils. All of that. The church must function effectively, just like Jesus functioned when he was on the earth.
Yeah.
Everywhere he went, he was doing good. And the Bible said he healed people of all diseases. All kinds of diseases, and the disciples came and picked that up and ran with that mantle and did miracles, signs, and wonders. And he said, greater things than I have done, you shall do because I go to the Father. We need to get into the greater things because we're in a new era. And in this new era, this new day, we have to show the greater things. God will stand by us, and it's possible to happen. Praise the name of God. You know, I was talking to Apostle Chris yesterday, you know, we were sharing, and I became overwhelmed. I didn't realize how much it touched me. I said, when I read the obituaries on a Sunday morning, I said, God, all these young people dying, too many young people that are dying, young ladies, young men are dying. I feel the church be so powerful to walk in the hospital every week and go to the wards and just lay hands on people and say, get up, go home, get up, you know, get up. Like Peter John said, right, get up and go. And tears came to my eyes when I started to share. But the apostle question hit me then. This is really well deep for me. It is really, I think, a passion I have to see people heal. Too many people are dying of cancer. Cancer is now taking all the lives of a young men too. But from the murders, people dying of cancer. Young people, I could have a future, you know. The church must meet those demands. Because there's a demand not for healing.
Yes.
The doctors can't do it. They're giving up. They're saying, well, they're telling the families to come and see them. They say, we've done all we can. We can't do anymore. And the doctor says that the church should take over. People should come to the church and say, listen, you know, we can do what the doctors can't do. Because we have Jesus. Silver and gold have been done. But we have something. That's where I want to see the church. Mm-hmm. That's where my prayer is. That's where my passion is. That's where my compassion is. Lady came to our church what, almost 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. She had 10 years to 10 days. The doctor gave her 10 days to live. And she has sold all her stuff, gave away a lot of her stuff. Family members had come from overseas to spend the last few days with her and stuff like that. She had cancer of the pancreas. 10 days to live. And she somebody brought her to my church. We were conducting service on the Friday night. And she said, well, I don't want to go to a church because people will fall down. So people were swimming and falling, somebody pushing down. If the Holy Ghost touched you, I don't have to do anything. I don't believe in pushing anybody down. That's not church. That's a circus. So she came in. I didn't even know that she was coming. The lady that bought her didn't tell me anything. And I said, the lady in the black and white over there, come to me. You were there, Reverend Gale, that night, Friday night. You were there. And I pulled her to me. And I said, all that I have a gift to you. Same thing that Prince and John said. And she fell on the ground. I didn't push her. She got up and was totally healed.
Totally.
That's about 20 years that she wants to live in.
Yeah.
And she walked back to the doctor. The doctor jumped off of his seat. So she said, what happened to you? I said, I don't know. I went to Reverend May's church. And she prayed for me and something. She's still alive. I'm saying that cut me one off. We have to see the power of God manifested in our lives and the life of our people. And in the lives of our community. That's where I want to be. And I'm not going to be satisfied in my heart as a pastor until I see miracles, signs, and wonders on a daily basis, on a regular basis. Not for man to take the glory, but for man to say, this is God.
Mm-hmm.
This is, Peter did that. Peter said, hey, me, it's the God that you crucified. You crucified a holy one and just and deserve a murder to be granted unto you. But because God rose him from the dead, that's what's happening here right now. So we got to preach the same message.
Yes.
You got to tell the people the same thing. In a new era and a new day, Christ is the center of it. He's the center of it. And the Holy Ghost is working on us to make us to become what God will have us to be and to do what God will have us to do. Reverend Gale.
Thank you, Apostle. One of the things that when we think of the day of Pentecost and the power came, it changed the disciples for good.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that change, of that change and transformation, it automatically became a new era.
Yeah.
But it did not stop there. It continued until today.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be able to keep carrying on what was done since the day of Pentecost.
Yeah.
One of the things that was very prominent for me when I look at Acts was that they obeyed Jesus.
Yeah.
He said, go to Jerusalem and remain there until you become imbued with power.
Yeah.
And they obeyed.
Yeah.
And then in Acts chapter 5, when the Sanhedrins and all the high priests were questioning them and telling them they need to stop doing what they're doing, at that time they had over 8,000 people already baptized.
Yeah, bless God. Mm.
And they were seeing miracles, signs, and wonders. And Peter and the apostles got up, whether they were beaten, whether they were in jail. And they said, I would rather obey God than man. It is time that the church stand up and say, we will obey God rather than obey man, without the titles, without all the things that are happening, that God wants to see us shining our light wherever we go, because it is important in this season. Isaiah 60 said, it was not just darkness, but it was gross darkness.
Yes.
Gross darkness says that it was so dark that you could not. And right now in Barbados,
darkness. We are
gross darkness, thick darkness. And God is saying the church must arise and cause his glory, hallelujah, to shine into situations. That when we get up our mornings and we are going to work, we are going in the community, where we are going, that we carry that light, that we carry his power, that he will be glorified.
Yes.
And that is what God is looking for right now in this nation, a people who will be obedient to him and cause his power not just to touch us, but touch the community and touch the nation.
Praise
At some
God.
Point, we will speak to the powers.
Yes.
We will speak truth to powers.
We will.
In the name of Jesus, and the darkness will go
in Jesus' name.
Because why? We are in a new day and new era.
Praise
and the
God.
Dawning of that power is coming and
Jesus.
Is here among us as a people in Jesus' name. Praise God.
We must, thank you, Reverend Gail, that's powerful. We must be ready as a church to do what God has required us to do as the modern day church.
Amen.
In this new era and seeing the gross darkness around us, wherever it's coming from, because we have darkness at all levels. We have darkness in the community, with the killings and the murders and so on. We have darkness with minibuses. We have darkness in politics. We have darkness in the church. We have darkness all over every facet of our society. It's gross darkness. But God is saying, I'm depending on you. In the midst of the gross darkness, that the glory of God will shine upon you. What's his glory? His presence, his power manifested. The church must be the church. Because how else are people know that we are different unless we have the glory of God in us manifested? Apostle Chris, share.
This is so powerful, people. We are not here by chance. We have allowed ourselves to fall into this conundrum. We allow ourselves to move continuously down a path that have brought terrible results on us.
Mm-hmm.
And who suffer the most? Our sons and our daughters. And we have to do something to help it. And like Apostle said, we need to keep praying.
Mm-hmm.
But we also need to we need to do some other things. A lot of prayer, we need to act.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get where these people are and let them know there's hope. I think right now we have too many hopeless people around us.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know what to do. There's no way to go. Everything we put our hands on should be failing. What can we do? Here's a time to call on the Lord.
Yes, man.
The writer said, in my distress, I call on the Lord. He heard from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
He sent his son down to speak to us and make the changes.
Yeah.
We need to hear from heaven, people. We need to call on God, every household. Believe me, all of us. There's some darkness around us. The fact that we can't leave our homes now and walk any place freely without someone attacking us over foolish issues, over foolish gadgets that cannot last you any more than probably a couple of days or so. The fact that we have allowed ourselves to fall prey to that tells us we're missing something important. We're missing what the value of the essence of life is. Or we should be such a happy people because we have God as our Savior.
Amen.
We have God as our healer. We have God as our helper. All we have to do is call on the Lord. This is a time of distress. We need to call.
Yes, please.
Every family has to call. It's not the church. We all need to call on the Lord because we're all being attacked.
Yes.
We are all under attack. And believe me, when we trust in God, God will work for us and change the creation, change the behavior, change the attitude, and bring a whole fresh look at how we should treat each other with dignity and respect. Valuing the life of everyone, valuing the success of everyone, and we share collectively that we can rejoice desolation. What we need, Jesus Christ, our Savior. We need God to come into our lives, come into our homes, come into our schools, come into our communities, and make a change in Jesus' name.
Thank you so much, Apostle Chris. I know that Elder Octave will give you 2 minutes to say something. Praise God.
Bless God for Jesus, folks. Ephesians chapter 4 speaks about the Christian walk. Verse 23 specifically says in the Amplified versions, put on the new self and be continually renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh, untarnished mental and spiritual attitude. Society, you're looking all over the place. You're looking to clubs. You're looking to marijuana, psychedelic drugs. You're looking for the high. You're looking for the great rush. Have you looked to Jesus? Have you looked to the one that can clear the clutter in your life, unclutter your mind, open up the light and let the love and the light and the warmth of Jesus touch your spirit? I am putting it to you that the church is the only solution to the things that we're seeing in this nation. It is not based on an economy that is supposed to be booming. It's based on the fact that Barbados is a nation of family, of individuals. And if the family structure is corrupted and cracked, the nation is by extension flawed. I'm putting it to you that we
have the solution.
Yes.
The same solution that existed in the book of Acts when the people were touched by the Holy Spirit and gave their life to Christ is the same solution that exists in the year 2025. Try Jesus. Amen. The only 100% non-refundable, because there's no giving back. When you come to him, there's no turning back. I am living proof that my Jesus still works.
Yes.
He's the answer to the chaos we see in this nation of Barbados.
Thank you, Elder Octave, for your sharing. We bless God.
Amen.
We anticipate the move of God in the earth. We're anticipating the move of God, this new era. Hallelujah. We're anticipating the light of God to come and the glory of God to come in the darkness in our streets, in our schools.
Yes.
We're anticipating this last week.
Yes.
We had a situation where a teacher was injured in her eye. From a student, and then students started with the red mayhem in the classroom. This is a spirit that's from the pit of hell. We've got to push this back.
In Jesus' name.
Speak against it. Tear it up. Bind it. Rebuke it. In Jesus' name. Praise God. We thank God for the victory in this matter. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We pray for the victory all over Barbados. All over our land. All over our churches. In Jesus' name. Reverend Gail.
Thank you so much, Apostle. We serve notice to the enemy right now and declare that the sons of God are arising.
Yes.
The army of God is arising in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And we thank God for this program this day. We are giving much thanks and praise to God for our sponsors, Nature Isle Landscape. They are very professional at the work of landscaping and beautifying your homes and properties. Please give them a call and benefit from their services. Their contact information, 436-4753. Let us know about our program and how it's impacted us, impacted you. Please contact us at 422-2512-432-6479. And remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive.
Stay faithful. Stay prayerful. I bless you to be a blessing in the earth. Remember, God is dependent on us to be the church, to let our light shine. In the midst of the ghost darkness, I will say, arise and shine. Right. Don't get discouraged. Arise, pastor. Arise, sister. Arise, missionary. Arise, choir director. Arise, every single one of you, and let your light shine. Mm-hmm. Let the glory of the Lord rest upon you and diminish this darkness in this nation. In Jesus' name, we say it's done. Amen.
Thank you for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you as you tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory on Life 97.5 FM.